Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Let us get to the mixed bag. Tonight, we got game 2 of the Eastern Conference Final. Nico Mikkola, our favorite polar bear. He actually has another nickname given to him by his coach, who refers to him as the Condor. Paul Maurice speaking to the media yesterday, Leroy. This is what he had to say about why he's given him that name.
Look at Nico Mikkola. We've heard before you a couple times call him the Condor. Is it just the wingspan, the size, or what's the origin of the Condor?
Bird of prey. Largest bird of prey. More of a scavenger, though. The bird of prey is my understanding. I don't know where that comes from. Everybody's got about 5 nicknames. I'm sure they got a bunch for me. But that one just kind of... He's a big man that gets up the ice. And he's just fun. He's just a fun guy. Hyper intense during the game. And God, he comes back to the bench and nobody knows what he's saying. The Finnish guys have no idea what he's saying. He's chewing somebody's ass off at the front of the front of the bench. But just one of the great personalities in our room, and he's found his place.
I love that. That's Goosey's galore, dude. Like, he's so right, though. Like, that guy, he's got the most Finnish of the Finnish accent. He is, like, legitimately, it's like they're... I know we joke
is
about the polar bear thing.
Is he the youngest and they've been here longer?
He's not the youngest. He's not the youngest. He's the oldest.
Isn't Lundell the youngest? Yeah,
Lundell's baby barky. Everybody. Right. He's got that very smooth Finnish, you know? No, Mikkola's like, Tofan filthy. Like, he's still the most Finnish.
Isn't that German?
I'm telling you. Like, that's what he sounds like. But he's become, like, aside from Bob, I think he's my favorite player on the team. Like, yeah, he's just become this just mauler. And I
think because
everybody.
He's so big, and I think one of the things that I think Paul Maurice mentioned is that he's so big, but he moves so well on the ice, and people just look at him as a big guy. You know,
I'm pretty sure like every Finnish player seems like they just came out of childhood being good at skating.
Yeah.
That appears to be what happened. Yeah, they're all so skilled. They don't have weaknesses. Like, that's the thing is, like, they all, like, not to paint a brush, but every Finnish guy on the team, they're, name a weakness. They're good at defense. They're good at offense. They're good at passing. They're good at scoring.
Right.
They're not like on one side of
then
the game.
Why don't they do better in the, why didn't they do better in the foreign nations?
I don't know.
Okay,
Toby, you want to be European? If you want to be Eastern European,
Finland, would that be where I go? I think I would go.
Would you go Finland? Would you go Serbia?
Because yeah, I mean, I like Slovenia.
Slovenia is that
yeah. Really? That's,
yeah. Okay,
I'd go Slovenia.
You do realize that
there's
parts of the world where just driving to the grocery store is difficult at times.
Are you saying there's no grocery stores in Slovenia?
I'm not saying
that. I think you just said that.
No, I'm saying with all the...
Do you want to ask Goran?
All the stuff going on in the region.
Oh. I
yeah,
think it's fine.
I mean, what, intangible versus intangible?
They split a long time ago. I think they're in a place of peace, Slovenia.
Okay.
What do you mean, dude? Like, what does that look? You just gave a skepticism.
Listen, the question I'm at, the reason why I asked that question, because you love, you know, you love the Finns.
Mm-hmm.
You love the Serbs. You love Slovenia. So
I think if I had to go, Finland, safer.
Really? Yeah, no one's like, what's the biggest ruckus at Finland? Like a moose gets loose?
I'm going to Sweden.
Didn't Gabby go?
I don't know. I think
yeah,
so.
Gabby.
Wait,
went
you think of Sweden? Mm-hmm. That wasn't an option.
I just threw it in there.
Okay.
You just made it an option.
Well, you took all the other places.
My roommate in college play football in
Sweden.
I wouldn't want to go to
when
Sweden.
When they did the, remember they had the European League? Yeah.
Have you seen those bombshells?
I wouldn't want to go to Sweden.
Why?
I'm too ugly.
Oh, there's a lot
They're
of handsome.
They're very handsome.
Handsome. You know where there's a lot of that?
That Pelle Larsson, come on.
If you go to Minnesota,
yeah.
The Nordique thing,
mm-hmm.
with 6-foot women, blonde hair, blue eyes,
mm-hmm.
oh yeah.
Un certified possum holder.
Un.
Un possum holder?
Let's get to a little
Northern Lights
basketball. Tyrese Halliburton had the play of the game last night, or the play of the night last night in sports. His long two pulled a Caleb Martin toe on the line, but obviously led to overtime, broke the Knicks' heart, throws the choking sign up. Reggie Miller's on the broadcast. Objectively, if I was a Pacers fan, that's Goosey's galore. Here's him on the celebration and why he picked it.
In the moment, I mean, I wasn't like plotting on it or anything. I just, everybody wanted me to do it like last year at some different point, but it's just got to, it's got to feel right. And it felt right at the time. If it would have been, if I would have known it was a two, I would not have done it. So I think I might have wasted it. If I do it again, then I might be, people might say I'm like aura farming. So I'm not, I don't plan on using it again.
Aura farming. Wow. The kid's got sayings.
What is that?
Aura farming?
What does that mean? Aura farming. Like he's
trying to farm.
Like
his own
it's basically
aura.
Being a copycat of Reggie Miller if he keeps doing it. It's Reggie's thing, but he did it once. You do it once, it's cool. You can't keep doing it. Listen, he's using all the ones. He's had the big ball celebration. He used the Sam Cassell. He's used the Reggie Miller.
Yeah, make up your own. Stop copying.
You're lashing.
Well,
out.
It's gonna get to it's gonna get to a point where he gonna be able to do it because Reggie couldn't do it in that. Has Reggie ever made it to a finals?
Yes, he did. What are you talking about here, man? What's wrong with you, Leroy?
Who didn't make it to the finals?
What do you mean he didn't make it to the finals? He didn't win a final, but he made it.
Who did they play against?
They played the Lakers.
Okay. All right.
You remember when Kobe?
Yeah, I got it.
Angel B, who's obviously of the young. Aura farming literally just means you're trying to look cool.
Yeah, he's always trying to look cool.
Tired of all these things.
I would say this, that good for him, right? Because think about it. He pretty much played all since January as being the most overrated player in the NBA.
He has had a – because he got to get the Olympic gold medal. He was hilarious.
That's the reason why people hate him, bro.
But here's the deal. He took it a lot better than Tatum.
He definitely did.
But that's the reason why. He took it as, listen, man, I'm going to win a gold, and I'm going to enjoy the nightlife of Paris and France. And they hated that he was like, oh, this guy who just got in, he's like living it up and everything like that. But guess what?
Sometimes you got to do that to deal with the fact that you're not playing.
He good,
I mean, because they all those guys are stars on their team. And then you go there and you realize, oh, they're stars, right? So he handled it well. But guess what? He's still playing.
Yep. Back-to-back ECS.
Yep.
Somebody says, you know what else he did? He also stole Dwayne Wade's he jumped on the scorer's table, too.
At the end
he's
of the game?
He's a thief.
He's a little bit of a plagiarizer.
Okay, plagiarizer. He's doing full-time
sounds
jack
like
moves.
Sounds like you are an aura farmer there, Tyrese.
You hoarder. He's an aura.
What's next, the shrug?
No. Didn't he steal Dame time?
Oh, he did? Well, that
he
was funny. That was funny to mock him, though.
Okay.
That was funny.
But hey, so Vlad, check this out. It's been a long time
since
I've watched a basketball game.
Okay.
And you have a 40 piece and then a 30.
And you still lose.
And still lose, right?
No, mm-hmm. I've seen it before. Things happen to the Heat.
When does Heat had a 40 point score and a 30 point score and they lost? Man, that's.
It wouldn't surprise me.
That's rarefied.
It's happened before.
It's happened. I'm saying, but it's happened. It's like.
I'll check. I'll do the research.
I mean, well, this literally has never happened because we gave you the stat. Like, it's been 1,100 games. This is the first loss.
1,414.
We'll hear from the other side of it. Tom Thibodeau. Tibbs. That's what he had to say on
did
the
Did he talk about the defense?
Here we go.
Tom, you guys were obviously up 14 with about 3 or so minutes left. Just what'd you see that let them come back and force
them to? They can score the ball, but, you know, Nesmith got loose. Halliburton hit big shots. You can't, just can never let your guard down against them. No lead is safe.
Has to drop.
Why are you laughing at your fellow?
Why am I laughing?
Like you never asked.
You want to know why? I'll tell you exactly why I'm laughing. You know, Pat Riley said this at his press conference where he's like, this league is weird. But the thing that's funny about this was literally the Heat season. Like, the Heat season literally was just 20-point, 15-point collapses in the fourth quarter. And I'm not suggesting the Heat are a playoff team. I just say, that, like, welcome to what I watched all year with, like, no lead is safe. You used to think a 16-point lead used to mean something.
Yeah,
it means nothing.
It meant you could go to bed.
It means nothing anymore.
Nothing.
And you could just tell, like, a guy like Tibbs, who, you know, is a defensive guy at heart, Eric Spoelstra, defensive guy at heart, they can't get a grasp on this. They can't get a grasp on this, and that's why you need people who can score the basketball.
Well, you have guys that can score the basketball. Unfortunately, they don't play a lick of defense. And so Indiana just does with the same size guy. So Siakam, they pick and roll, pick and roll, pick and roll, pick and roll. Uh-oh, look who I got in front of me. Halliburton's got Jalen Brunson. They said, I just saw a thing. Mm-hmm. When Jalen Brunson was the defender,
mm-hmm.
yeah, they busted
the opponent went 10 for 12 yeah. for 26 points.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He's 5'10". What do you expect him to do?
No, I know.
That's but why it's like it's,
they do
it's,
a better. They did a better job of like exposing. Isolating them than right. other teams
you're not
have
gonna,
done.
When you have a guy like him, you're not going to build a better team than having Hart, Ananobi, Bridges around him to mm-hmm. try and protect that. Like it is what it is.
It's
like
the same right. thing that Miami's doing with Tyler.
Yeah, it's like, literally like right. that's why it's hard to get on Tyler, but that's why Tyler needs to like. You can't give me 15 points. Like you need to be able to.
Right. You got
to
score.
You got to make good
because you're giving up
23. Yes. If you're if they score right. 10 out of 12 on you, you got to give me 43, which is what Brunson does. And the other thing, Brunson, I'll give him credit. At least he takes more charges than most people's.
Yeah,
but I mean, yeah, they're exposing him and Cat on defense, relentless.
Cat is a issue for me because it's not a size thing. It's a kind of a want to thing. You got to want to.
He also just he has silly fouls a lot too.
He silly fouls like there's no.
I mean, you know what it is? I call them tired fouls. Like when you just tired of guarding somebody, you just hack them, side out, right? He just hack them.
He's the only guy ever been known to be pulled from a 60-point game. Yeah. Coach is like too much, too stupid. You're gonna sitting on the bench. Like what? You got 60, coach. Mm-mm. Sit down.
And he said, "What did the coach say?" That's a. He's like. Yeah, we're not playing good basketball.
Oof. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll hear a little bit of Dolphins defensive coordinator Anthony Weaver spoke to the media yesterday. I also heard one of the coaches say something crazy. I'm just like, I mean, it may be grounds for termination.
Contrary to popular belief, everybody in football, including players, shouldn't always be talking.
Hmm.
But for some reason, the media thinks, oh, it'd be really cool to get this guy to talk.
Take a break. Back after this.